So we're up to, in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 4, we're up to letter 998. And this is dated Baruch Hashem Yud Iyar in the year Tavshadal, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe says, peace and blessing. The Rebbe said, I received your letter in time, and I just received your other letter, I guess, for the fourth day of Iyar, dated. And it's a shame, the Rebbe says, that seems from your letter that you have, your spirits are down, that you're sort of, you know, depressed. And certainly, the Rebbe says, this is advice of the Yetzer, of the bad inclination trying to get you down. Because the Jewish people have already been sort of used to, trained, that there's always ups and downs. I mean, there's not... when there's a down, yeah, it's ups and downs during our history, especially those that are conduct their lives to fear Hashem, especially in details, the group of Hasidim, the Hasidim that from time to time they had this many various different stumblings and different obstacles and different obscurities. But in the end, he says, at the end of the end, didan notzach, we were victorious. As the Alter Rebbe wrote, that he has accomplished that through his self-sacrifice, that Chassidim shall be successful.
Can I say one
Sure.
Thing? Yeah. You know, it's funny, when you're depressed, they've done studies that prayer and exercise is just as good as taking medicine.
Right, and better.
They act as they release serotonin in the brain.
Right. They find that these medicines are maybe placebo. They don't do much anymore. And you could get the same result if you prayer, meditation, exercise.
But in this case, the Rebbe actually is bringing out not just prayer, but the Rebbe is bringing out the trust and the confidence and the history that despite the fact that there were downs, but eventually it all was victorious. So in other words, that the better days are coming, that it will be better, you know. So it's not only something to pray, but it's something to know that it is going to get better. It is going to get better because that is what the history tells us. Shem, the Rebbe adds to him, he says, you should add additional strength so that you shall become a fitting vehicle, vessel, and a proper sort of a pipeline to fulfill the mission of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, which is to spread out the light of Torah and the luminary of Torah, which is the teaching of Chassidus in your place and in your country that you are now, wherever this letter is going to. And then, for sure, everything is going to be successful, and it's going to be with an outstanding success. And as I have written already in the past, that this would also provide, and this will be the proper pipeline for lucky life for you and your wife, both physically and spiritually, and with a generation to follow, a blessed generation. I look, anticipate good news with blessings and regards to the entire group over there. And the Rebbe gives also added the Sikh of Lag BaOmer with the letter which belongs to it. And, you know, it's not difficult to imagine somebody from overseas and maybe lonely, maybe feeling the hardships and feeling depressed and in their work. And the Rebbe's advice is that if you continue doing what you're supposed to do, doing your mission, your shlichus, and doing it, that will actually help you, that you will, they'll bring you the proper success that you need in order to be successful. So a lot of times people who feel feel sad, they dwell, you know, on their misfortune, and which makes them even more sad and immobilizes them basically. But the Rebbe's advice is, you know, if you go out and do something for someone else, you know, push yourself, do something else, then you will be helping yourself actually in a much greater way. In this case, you will become a vehicle for for the other, for the Hashem's blessings and everything. So.